listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 56, and my name is DJ Chuang. We're going to keep the introductory remarks real short so you can get right into the meat of this conversation. And on this episode, I talk with Pastor Neil Franks, who is the lead pastor of First Baptist Church in Branson, Missouri, and he is also the two-minute pastor. He has launched a video devotional podcast that is available as an app. The two-minute pastor app is released on the iOS platform for iTouch, iPhone, and iPads, as well as the Android platform, which owns 70% of the smartphone market globally. So he is having quite a reach on a fairly simple production. And I loved hearing his story because you don't have to have a lot to do a lot. I just thought of something. Since his app is a two-minute pastor, I can grab a two-minute excerpt and share with you. So let me share with you what he's already doing on his app right here on the Social Media Church Podcast. So you'll hear that first, and then right after that, we'll switch over to my conversation with him about how that app came around and what kind of impact it's having. Here's a devotional from the two-minute pastor, Neil Franks.
Have you ever played the game Uno Attack? It's a variation on the classic Uno game. The goal in Uno, of course, is to get rid of all of your cards by matching the color or number with the card that was played before you. There are some wilds and draw two cards, skips, and such things to kind of make it interesting. But Uno Attack is a little bit different. It ups the ante by requiring you to push the button if you can't play. And randomly, the machine shoots you more cards. Sometimes nothing happens. Other times you might get one card, another time two or three cards or even more. It can both be frustrating or rewarding based on whether you're pushing the button or causing the button to be pushed, and really how many cards you get. The same is true in our lives. How we react to the unexpected circumstances or attacks can be controlled by our response. Now, I'm not sure anyone's going to attack you today, but you will probably face some unexpected circumstances. And how you respond to that attack of unexpectedness will make all the difference in the world. So how can we make sure that you aren't too surprised? Well, you just need to be ready, which is what Paul urged Timothy in the second letter when he said that as a believer, we should be ready in season and out of season, ready to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. So every surprise is an opportunity to preach the word. No, not from the pulpit or from within the church. But every one of our responses is a sermon of sorts. I've always said, our reactions tell more about who we are than our actions ever will. So, no matter how many bad cards you may get dealt today, or whether it's none at all, may you preach the word of the Lord through your actions.
There you go. That was a devotional from Pastor Neil Franks, the two-minute pastor. And here's my conversation with him about how that app came about and what kind of impact it's having. DJ Chuang here on the Social Media Church Podcast. Today I'm with Pastor Neil Franks, and he is the two-minute pastor, a devotional app that launched how many months ago has it been?
Well, we actually got to launch about in February, March timeframe.
In February, March timeframe, and we're talking end of July. And we wanted to get the backstory of how you got the idea for this app and how long did it take from idea to implementation.
Well, thanks, DJ. I sure appreciate being on with you today. You're doing such a great job in your ministry area and communicating, and so we're just honored to be with you today. You know, the two-minute pastor really kind of came as an idea, just this concept of I do some things in sermons that my people were trying to tell people about, but without seeing it, it was really hard to communicate. I do visual things and, you know, those kind of things. And a lot of people aren't watching 30-minute long sermons, but people are watching 2-minute videos everywhere you go. And kind of got the idea, as absurd as it sounded, to create a highlight reel from the sermon and try to post that in 2-minute blogs or something like that that our people could show to someone else. It seems to be less intimidating to share something than to kind of tell somebody about it. Here, watch this. It's easier than, hey, let me tell you about this thing. And so we started with that concept and then really began to notice that there didn't seem to be a lot of video content that really fit that format on purpose. A lot of people have sermons. A lot of people have 10, 12-minute stories or things like that online. But from our research, it seemed like most of the time people want to watch about 2 minutes is really what they're watching, somewhere in that time frame. So we just started dreaming and said, what would we do if we had opportunity? Everybody's got a great book out there. I'm not a great book writer. It seems like everybody's going to digital media in many ways. And so we started thinking about it and had some people come along and said, well, what if we helped you? And so we started thinking about it, and everybody's on their smartphone wherever they go, whether I'm waiting in line for my kids to be finished with whatever it is, or even I'm seeing people at the stoplights pulling out their phone and watching something for 2 minutes. And we just thought about what if we got good biblically-based content in the hands of people where they could access it where they were, which is on their phone. And so we just started dreaming this idea of creating an app.
As you start dreaming the idea, how long did it take to prepare for launching the app? I mean, sometimes building an app can take a long time, and when you put an app into the Apple App Store, they have to go through an approval. Can you describe a little bit of that, or is that your tech guy?
Yeah, well, no, we really started with the concept probably over a year, maybe right in the year, I think, when we had the concept of doing that and started trying to figure that out and taking the steps. The app process, as you know, has really is so much easier than what it used to be. And the costs have come down so much that really everybody ought to be doing not just what I call information apps, of where's your building and how you get there, but what I call content-driven apps, where there's content there that persons can access and get benefit from for their own spiritual condition, not just kind of an external help, but an internal help. So for us, you know, we started thinking about it a year, and it takes a while to do the writing. It does take a while to figure out how we're going to do that because we didn't see a lot of different apps that were doing exactly what we were doing. So we had to research the companies. But we really probably started in earnest probably about July or August. And from that time, able to have enough material that we could launch in late February, early March. And we're still working really hard. But our app is basically one of those apps that is not a custom app. It's kind of more of a generalized app that's relatively accessible to people. So I think for someone out there, you're probably talking, you know, as little as 3 months to as much as 6 months of getting going based on what you want to do.
Are you free to mention the name of the company and a ballpark of how much apps cost to build?
Yeah, you know, the name of the company, from our research, we happen to go with a company called Shoutem. It's just Shoutem, and we don't have any, you know, relationship with them. We're not getting any kind of, you know, money or endorsement from them. And we went with them, and I think it probably cost us about $1,000 is really all it was to get the non-customizable front and app. You got to do a lot of work behind the scenes, and for us, since we're doing video-driven, there's cameras and studio and all those kind of things. But the app itself is relatively inexpensive, and there may be better app stores out there today or app company, I'm not sure. But those prices have just really come down, and everything seems to be moving toward that 24/7 accessibility. So we like them. There's other companies out there. But for them, about $1,000, a couple of months, maybe 3 to 6 months in design and development. And it sure is a lot easier than what it used to be.
We'll add a link in the show notes to Shoutem, and that way people can check out how they might go about building an app for their church as well. Sure. So describe a bit about the content. You found from your research, you thought a lot of people watch short videos, and that's true that most people watch under 3 minutes overall statistics over at YouTube. And as you gather this content, describe kind of the workflow of how you shoot these videos, because they're very well done. I mean, it looks like you're in a studio. You've got logos that kind of fly in and out. It takes quite an effort.
It really does. I mean, I'm not sure everybody can do what we're doing. This is more than just standing in front of your cell phone. We actually have a studio within our church that we bought, and we've got the good equipment that's in there. And when we go in and film, I've got a cameraman who's capturing it while we're doing it, and then he's also editing it for us, and then another team member's uploading that and kind of doing promotions and marketing and helping us keep up with all those kind of things. So for us, what we looked at is biblically based content, and one of the ideas that we had that we're working on, that's probably the first thing that we do, is a daily video devotional. And so what happens is I'll be working to write what we call Devos, short for devotionals, which is really that two-minute thought. At first you think 2 minutes. What can I say in 2 minutes? There's nothing I can say in 2 minutes. And yet, if you watch the Super Bowl ever at all, they're spending millions and millions of dollars for 30 seconds. So I feel like I can communicate something of value in four times that amount of time. So it's just a daily devotional thought. There's one that's fresh every single day. We're finding that we have people in our church who are using that at their family devotionals. They're grabbing their kids and gathering around these, well, I guess you call them screenagers today, somebody said, as they gather around the screen and do a daily devotional. But we're filming those every week. We've also got a tab where we're answering more or less apologetic type questions. How can I be sure God is real? How can I stress the Bible? Those kind of things, but we're actually filming those in 4- and 5- and 6-part series. So you can go onto the app and click on this and look at those, because we're finding people may not watch 20 minutes or 30 minutes, but they may watch 2 minutes 3 or 4 times in watching videos. And then we have another category that is just kind of answering just general life questions, from, hey, I can't get my kids to do their homework, to I've got a neighbor who just passed away. How do I help their wife? Again, in longer series, some of those. So we're trying to put a variety of those things. This first year, we're putting a lot of emphasis in getting the daily devotionals filmed. And then as we've completed that, and those can maybe cycle through a season, we'll start spending a whole lot more time focusing on those other two categories. We're working on a category of church leadership and what should church leaders be doing. So a variety of different things, trying to you know, find where people really are so we can meet the needs that they really have.
Really great. Well, you're putting together some tremendous content, and I guess you primarily did it for your own church, and then I'm sure word is spreading around the internet, and with this conversation, others will get to see these videos and be inspired too. What kind of response have you gotten so far? You've been running it about 5 or 6 months now.
You know, we've got good response. We are, you know, just a very small operation, and so we don't have major budgets to go out there and buy advertising space or anything like that. But, you know, we're usually getting about 700 or 800 plays a week. And so, you know, there's 70 or 80, not a lot to get starting with. But what's been surprising to me, DJ, is that people can access this from anywhere around the world. And so we have had hits from countries in the Middle East that you can't get the gospel to, places in Indonesia, places in China, lots of different places that people are having access to this that they can get it. So, you know, we're up to several thousand downloads, and we've just been kind of practicing it, making sure we know what we're doing, and probably have, you know, maybe 15,000 videos played so far. And this is just one little church in the middle of a town of 10,000 people in Branson, Missouri. So the opportunity for all kinds of people, I think, is huge to communicate both within your congregation, but just in this world today, I was Skyping with somebody in UAE, United Arab Emirates, and he's sharing the two-minute pastor with people around there, and they're downloading it and watching it as well. So that's the thing I would encourage people who are listening, is to go and do it. Technology makes the world available to you. I shouldn't be the only one doing it. All of us ought to be using these social media to impact the world with the gospel.
Let's take a minute to learn a bit more about your church, First Baptist Church of Branson. How is your ministry going there, and what size is the church, and how are you incorporating social media as part of your church life?
Yeah, what a great question. Branson's a beautiful place. If you've never been here, DJ, I think everybody wants to come to Branson at least once in their life. So when you're this way, man, give me a holler and we'll hook you up with something. But I've been here about 6.5 years and entered into a relatively traditional Baptist church. Started running about 450 when I got here. And during that time, running right at about 1,200 right now. We've gone from one service to three services. Had a Saturday night service for a time. We are a very aggressive congregation, very mission-minded. We're helping plant churches really across the world. Got a major emphasis in St. Louis. Got some major emphasis in Oaxaca City, Mexico. have a church planting school that is a part of our congregation. We've got some great colleges and great young people in this area. So really trying to push the gospel out throughout the world in this area. And you know, social media is a big piece of that. It's really a piece that we're missing right now. We've really got to get on top of that, because this whole younger generation is really all over that communication. And that's probably something that we have to do a better job at that, because we are falling behind. And just as you know, there's always something new coming out, always something new to stay on top of. And so we've got some people looking at that, and we're experimenting whether do we pay some staff to help us with that, or how in fact do we retrain ourselves. And that's probably the biggest challenge here as our staff has grown, is to give new tools to our own staff to retrain us to use the most modern tools. And oftentimes in the church, at least sometimes, we're the last ones to adopt. I mean, we've got the film strip projector in the back, and we've got the opaque projector over top, and the world is just not there. And so every church has got to be doing a better job. We're trying to figure that out. We're just on this journey trying to learn along with you, and that's the reason your podcast is so important for people to find out what's going on and how they can implement in their own ministries.
The encouraging word, and thanks for taking that first step of faith in developing this app and being a great reference point and example for what other churches can do too.
Well, I sure appreciate that, DJ. I'd encourage all of your listeners to think about apps, and not just apps that people get some information on, but to really figure out how can we use this technology to get content to people. Everybody can be doing this. We all should be doing this for the benefit of those around us, especially this generation that's so technologically advanced, but ultimately for the glory of God as well.
Mm. And what's next for the 2-Minute Pastor? Can you share with us some of your plans that are in the works?
Yeah, we actually have a couple of plans, and thank you for asking about that. One of the things that we know is a lot of places cannot produce content on their own like we have. And sometimes church websites kind of fall behind just because there's nobody managing that. And so we're working on a process to be able to embed the 2-Minute Pastor videos onto a church's website, and to do that for free, just to give them something fresh, something new that might drive somebody back to their particular website. So we're in the process of doing that, making that offer, and we're doing some beta testing on how that looks. We also are thinking about utilizing this this format for small groups. I don't know if you're a small group or not, DJ, but in my small group, we don't want to sit down and watch a 30-minute video. We want to talk. And so we're kind of taking some of the sermon series right now that I'm going through on Sunday mornings, and we're kind of filming an opener that's about 2 minutes long, packaging that with some questions, and then also coming back with a 2-minute closer, because my small group, it's hard to get them to stop talking. So at some point you can always say, hey, let's watch this 2-minute video so everybody will go home. And we're looking at doing that. And again, the leadership training, and my heart for is also related to church revitalization and helping churches renovate themselves. And so we're looking at some things along that line as well. So we just hope this is just the beginning in utilizing technology and getting the message out.
Thank you, Neil Franks, the 2-Minute Pastor. Check out his app and devotionals at 2MinutePastor.com. That's the number 2MinutePastor.com. And you can connect with the 2-Minute Pastor on Twitter and Facebook, as well as the website. I'll put all the links as well as show notes there at socialmediachurch.net. And of course, to keep this conversational, I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions or comments or just a word of encouragement to your fellow listeners, please just give me a call on our voicemail hotline. The number is 949-354-3216. If you'd like to chime in using a different mode of communication, you can use Twitter, Facebook, email, Pinterest even. Just click through on the buttons there at the right-hand side of socialmediachurch.net. I'd love to hear from you, and let's have a conversation about social media and the church. And for those of you that are new and occasional listeners too, be sure to subscribe using your favorite podcast catcher software, whether that is iTunes, or I use something called Pocket Casts on the Android device. I hope you'll subscribe so that new episodes get automatically delivered to you, and you'll be part of the ongoing conversations here at Social Media Church. A little bit of behind the scenes thought. I've been really wrestling with trying to find a consistent and efficient workflow for producing these podcasts, and I have not yet found what I am looking for. The acoustics in my townhome is just atrocious when it comes to audio recording, so having a permanent desk hasn't quite worked out because the noise just still bounces all over the place because we have a high open floor ceiling kind of thing. And I'm recording this on my Samsung Galaxy S3 in as high quality as I can, and I hope this is passable. I'm really looking for speed to execution rather than super high production quality for what I'm trying to accomplish here, which is to get the conversation going and don't let money or quality be a barrier to entry. And if someone can do it better, awesome. I'd love to see more conversations happening because we are desperately behind the times as a church on the whole. Anyway, those are my rambling thoughts as I wind up this episode. Wanted to just check in with you a little bit about what behind the scenes and what it is that I'm doing as we continue to produce the Social Media Church podcast as a place for conversations with church leaders about social media. My name is DJ Chuang. Until next time, we will stay connected online.